From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The movie Hustle and Flow opens today, but it's been generating buzz for months. On the film circuit, audiences and critics have applauded the movie's gritty portrayal of a low-end Memphis pimp pursuing his dreams of rap stardom. Hustle is actor Terrence Howard's first starring role. He's usually played the sidekicks or sympathetic but flawed characters, like the cheating husband Bill in the HBO movie Lackawanna Blues.
Would you like to live in a regular house?
What regular?
Think you'd like to look at some of these other places?
No, thank you. I'm happy here with Nanny.
Doesn't hurt to take a look, Reuben.
All right, come on.
I beg your pardon.
Let's go.
Bill.
Let's go, I say.
Bill.
Mr. Crosby, we're just...
Get your ass out of here! Move!
I'm sorry. Bill gets a little wound up.
We'll definitely talk to you, Mrs. Crosby.
It must be crazy talking to Junior like that. Ain't taking that child nowhere.
See, that's what's wrong with your brain. They liable to come back here and snatch him up because they think you crazy.
No, that's why they ain't coming back here, because they know I am. And before I let them take my best buddy out of here, they're going to have to take me out of here first.
Black audiences have known Howard's star power for years. Now his career is achieving crossover momentum. In the movie Crash, also in theaters this summer, Howard plays an upper-middle-class man who's comfortable trying to live beyond the complications of race. After a run-in with the Los Angeles police, he and his wife argue.
Who are you calling?
I'll report their asses, sons of...
You actually believe they're gonna take anything you have to say seriously?
Do you have any idea how that felt? To have that pig's hands all over me? And you just stood there. And then you apologized to him?
I mean, what did you want me to do? Get us both shot?
They were gonna shoot us on Ventura Boulevard. Pathetic.
Yeah, well, maybe you would have been satisfied with just being arrested.
Oh, I get it. Much better to let him shove his hand up my crotch than get your name in the paper.
You know, you finally got me figured out, because, see, that's exactly what I was worried about right there.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't? You weren't afraid that all your good friends at the studio are going to read about you in the morning and realize that, you know what, he's actually black.
You need to calm down right now.
No, what I need is a husband who will not just stand there while I am being molested.
I mean, they were cops, for God's sakes. They had guns. You know what, maybe I should have let them arrest your ass. I mean, sooner or later, you gotta find out what it is really like to be black.
Critics took note of Howard's performance in Crash. They're calling him brilliant in Hustle and Flow.
I got this thing right here. Fucking heart beats in this thing.
I'm gonna do it with a cassette tape, man.
See, that's my blood pumping, man.
Dog, do you know it's a new millennium? I can't do nothing with no cassette tape. I don't even have a cassette tape player.
I appreciate the fact you talking to me, man. Man like this, hell, treat me like an equal, man. And the only reason I give you that right there is because, you know, if you give me a shot, you know, just give me a chance to get my voice heard, man. You know, I wouldn't even have words today, man.
I spoke with Howard about his latest role and that the media is calling it his breakout performance.
I mean, I don't even know what breakout role means. I don't know, I've been at this for 19 years, and I think anybody that starts in the mailroom in a company, after 19 years, they shouldn't be in the mailroom anymore, and it's just natural for them to climb up the ladder. So this is just a natural progression right here, I see.
This role and this movie is going to, frankly, get some criticism, as you know. I think if people don't go beyond the initial thought of what the movie is about, they may not get to the redemptive spirit until they see it.
Yeah,
but when you first heard about it, did you have trepidation in taking the role?
Please, I was more trepidatious than anyone associated with the film. It took 7 months before I would even read the script. And after reading it, I felt so remiss that I hadn't jumped on it earlier, because it's such an important film that we need right now. It's more of a documentary about a lifestyle and a group of people that's struggling to free themselves from a lifestyle. You've got a young man, you know, 35 years old, who for 35 years has allowed his life to be shaped by the environment in which he was in. And at 35 years old, he says, now I'm going to participate in my own destiny. I am going to make my life better, and I'm going to make amends for the things that I've done wrong. I think that's highly commendable for anybody to make a stand like that.
This character in the movie, DJ, what do you like best about him, and what did you dislike about the character?
Well, what I liked about him was his honesty. He recognized that he had limited skills out there in the world, but his resilience and his determination and that indomitable spirit is what I found so attractive about him. I've seen the film 4 or 5 times, and each time I cry throughout the entire film. Now, I'm not some sensitive person out there. For the listeners that know my work, you know, there's a vulnerability to me, but I've never allowed sensitivity to override my sensibilities. But with this character, I find his struggle is so very hard, but he refuses to give up. He refuses to give up hope. He just holds on tight and keeps trying.
Did you feel the need to balance out who this character was in the sense of a pimp in this sense to moviegoers could easily be seen as socially reprehensible, but to really pull for this guy, you had to show something there that people could hold on to. Where'd you find that balance?
The balance was just in everyday life. Yeah, he is a pimp. But the question is, how did he become a pimp? There's a book by Khalil Gibran called The Madman. And in it, he speaks about a man called the criminal who had begged and pleaded for schools to let him in, who had begged for people to give him work. And then when he couldn't get work because he didn't have the right clothes or the right education, he sat outside in the streets and asked for handouts. And everyone said, well, you're a strong young man. You should be able to go work. And they refused to give him anything. And he found himself on top of a mountain cursing at God and saying, you told me to knock and the door would be open. I knocked and it was shut to me. And he said at that moment, his countenance changed. And he picked up a stick and went down into that city, and within 2 years was the most notorious of criminals. And after that, he became, a new emir took over the land and appointed him as the head of his army. And what Khalil finally said is, you, out of kind spirits, we turn into criminals by our cruelty. So DJ didn't start out like that. He started off as a little baby, but became disenfranchised, disillusioned. His dreams were deferred. And as a result, the other side of humanity kicks in, and that's the will to survive at any cost. And anyone out there needs to understand that this is just how it is. You have to give people a chance and help them to do better. Mm-hmm. Encourage them. Do not discourage them, because they will not be kind as a result of discouragement.
You were in Crash, a movie critically acclaimed. The idea that this is a movie that the studio clearly is behind in terms of trying to market it to a crowd that is going to accept and come and see this movie, I think, in great numbers. Do you see this as a possible special year for you based on what has happened to date?
I mean, there's a great deal more attention placed upon me, but I think because they cannot put the accolades on the individual characters themselves, like Cameron overcoming his own cowardice and learning how to be a man, and what's important is not just getting by and fitting into society, but he chose to become a man and live as a man and to die as a man.
That's the character in Crash.
That's the character in Crash. And then in Hustle and Flow, it's the same thing. You know, it's a young man who decides to take on his own life by his own terms and to do the right thing by following his dream. But if these people were living beings, they would be the ones receiving the accolades, but I'm the closest thing that they can put these accolades on. So I will accept them. I'll accept the awards or whatever good thing might come on behalf of these characters.
Finally, before we let you go, Terrence, I want to ask you about something that you, like many actors and those of us now at Nick at Night, can look back on the Cosby Show. you made your appearance.
Got
the TV start there, like so many others. It's kind of fun to look back and see now famous faces. Talk to me about that experience, and what you think about just being a part of what is legendary now.
Oh, that's a funny little story right there. I mean, I had crashed auditions for 2 years to finally get on that show. And when they finally put me on it, just to be working with Bill Cosby and Alan Payne and Erica Alexander and all those wonderful, wonderful people, you know, it taught me so much that I thought that I was ready to go then. And I had no idea what it took to be successful in the business in that time. And I'm so thankful that they suffered along with me, you know. I hope that they're proud now, because most of the things that I'm doing now came as a result of Bill Cosby's coaching and his patience with me just on that one episode. But it meant the world to me.
Well, listen, man, we are happy that started the ball rolling, and from Lackawanna Blues to Crash to the latest Hustle and Flow. I'm glad that Terrence Howard is now getting the attention that he so richly deserved, in my opinion, for some time. And we're glad that you took some time to be with us today.
Well, it was my pleasure. And just thank you for doing such a classy show and maintaining the standard that we need as a people to stand up to.
Appreciate it.
Right on, man.
All right.
Terrence Howard stars in the movie Hustle and Flow. It opens in theaters today. Coming up, will random bag checks make Americans safer and an extension of the Patriot Act from the Senate? Those stories in today's roundtable, up next.